Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I am the grandson of the late Egyptian president, Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 Egyptian revolution and the second president of independent Egypt. Although it is hard for me to speak about President Nasser from an unbiased perspective, there is no doubt that he was indeed a special individual. He has earned a place in history that gives him a presence and relevance till this very day. His charismatic character, evidenced in the historical records and in many of his famous speeches, along with his position on national and international matters, helped propel his status in the hearts of the Egyptian and Arab people. His position against imperialism and colonialism echoed the aspirations of many countries around the world, including Asia and Latin America. The worldwide movement of liberation from oppressive imperial powers was finding its champions and gaining traction. President Nasser's Egypt was one of the pioneers of the movement, spearheading a foreign campaign to create non-aligned political blocs and support and promote African liberation movement. From the onset of the 1952 revolution, Egypt had been thwarting many attempts by Britain to regain its lost territory, so to speak. Britain had in fact started to lose many of its colonial territories and had started to fall gradually from the global throne. The whole world had grew tired of colonialism and its ill effects on nations as they started to rise against their oppressors and call for a fair international order. However, an international order fashioned to the favor of the former colonial powers was already taking shape from the system, born out of the Bretton Woods meetings. Out of those sentiments and dialogues, the non-aligned movement was created to counter the Cold War-dominated discussions. It is interesting to note that the Soviet Union and now Russia have always endorsed the non-aligned movement and supported its autonomy and respected its non-alignment. I believe this is in part due to the fact that it is evident that without an interfering agenda, the countries of the world can coexist peacefully and engage in constructive dialogue and international reform. Nasser was a key figure in identifying and communicating the shortfalls and failings of the international political system. But in Russia, I believe he is honored for being a man who fought for a just cause, representing a people who fight for their dignity, independence, and freedom. Thank you, and see you next time here on RT.